Welcome to the Deep Dive. AI is just moving so incredibly fast, isn't it? And these big global meetings are crucial for figuring out where it's all heading.
Yeah.
So today, we're doing a deep dive into something pretty significant that came out of the World Artificial Intelligence Conference, WAIC 2025, in Shanghai just recently.
Yeah, it was a big one.
Huge, right? I mean, picture this. Two massive venues, the Expo Center and the World Expo Exhibition Center, running from July 26th to 29th. WAIC is usually about innovation, industry chat, finding investment, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But this year felt different, more strategic, like looking beyond just the tech itself to, well, the global picture.
Absolutely. And the real kicker, the thing that got everyone talking, was Chinese Premier Li Cheng. He dropped this, well, frankly, bold proposal for a new global AI cooperation body.
A new organization.
Yeah, potentially based right there in Shanghai. And this wasn't just, you know, an off-the-cuff remark. It felt very much like a planned high-level foreign policy move.
Wow. Okay. So a deliberate strategy. What do you think is really behind that? Premier Li warned about AI becoming an exclusive game. What's the target there?
Well, when he says exclusive game, I think you have to read between the lines a bit. It seems like a direct challenge to the current dominance of a few big Western tech companies. China's pushing this idea of open source AI, sort of framing it as a way to democratize the technology.
Make it more accessible.
Exactly. Level the playing field, essentially. It's strategic.
And is it just about countering those tech giants, or is there a broader goal, like connecting with other parts of the world?
Oh, definitely broader. There's a clear commitment here to bridge the digital divide. They're talking about sharing AI advances specifically with developing nations, you know, the global south.
Okay, so bringing more countries into the AI fold.
Right, which of course also helps build international support for China's approach and, well, ensures AI benefits aren't just concentrated in a few wealthy nations. It's about equity, but also smart diplomacy.
This really throws the whole geopolitical chessboard into sharp relief, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You have China proposing this multilateral thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have, say, the U.S. strategy, which some describe as more low regulation and focused on staying ahead. How do those compare?
Yeah, it's a stark contrast. The U.S. approach, while it definitely fuels innovation, is often seen as prioritizing, you know, American leadership above all else. Premier Li's comments about technological monopolies and restrictions, that sounds like a pretty clear jab at things like U.S. export controls on advanced AI chips.
Ah, the chip controls.
Right. Those controls effectively slow down AI development for others. So, yeah, it highlights a really fundamental difference in philosophy about how AI should be governed globally.
Which brings up that big question, really, for you listening. Are we heading for more competition, maybe even fragmentation? Or can we find a way to cooperate on AI?
Exactly. Things are fragmented right now. Some experts even talk about, like, two camps forming.
Two camps.
But there's also this strong counter argument, isn't there? That AI should be a tool for global collaboration, focused on openness and stability. It feels like a real fork in the road.
And it's important to note, this isn't some sudden idea from China, is it? This proposal fits into a pattern.
Not sudden at all. No, this builds on things they've been talking about for a while. Think back to the Global AI Governance Initiative they launched in late 2023.
Right, I remember that.
And the AI Capacity Building Action Plan from September 2024. It's part of a consistent long-term push for what they call AI for good and fair development. It's a sustained narrative.
So bringing you back to the impact, what could this actually mean for everyone, for you, the listener? If this kind of global cooperation takes off.
Well, just imagine, right? Faster progress on huge global problems. Think climate change, healthcare breakthroughs. If countries and researchers are genuinely collaborating on AI.
That could accelerate things massively.
It really could. And potentially lead to a fairer distribution of the benefits. But let's be realistic. There are huge hurdles, too.
Like what?
Geopolitics, obviously. Intense friction there. Plus data sovereignty issues.
Yep.
And just agreeing on basic ethical rules for a global body like this. It's complex.
No easy answers. So WAIC 2025 really felt like a key moment then. China put a very distinct vision on the table, more inclusive, open source, maybe more globally focused AI.
It really did. And it leaves the international community with this pivotal choice, doesn't it? More collaboration? Or do we see deeper splits, competing blocks, how that plays out? Well, that's going to shape how AI affects all of us in the coming years. A lot to think about.
Absolutely. Fascinating and complex questions to keep exploring. Thanks for diving deep with us today.